You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's funny, yeah, the insanity begins today. The family Winnebago from Iowa pulled up last night, so we're going to have a very busy weekend of entertaining and cooking and eating and drinking. And yeah, before they showed up, we sent the text out, "What do you guys want to drink?" Mm-hmm. And in true Iowa fashion, the reply text said, "Bud Light, Miller Light, and Busch Light." So I had to make my way to the liquor store and load up all those really classy beers in the cart, and I found myself apologizing to the cashier. Mm-hmm. You know, as I was in, like, making excuses, like, "I've got family in. This is not usually what I drink. I don't know. I'm sorry I'm buying all this." And he's like, "Whatever, dude." I don't think I've ever purchased Busch Light in my life, which is $4.99 a six-pack.
Really?
It is. I was like, "Oh, my God." I don't think I've even tasted it. So I'm a little curious to see what it tastes like, if it's like lighter fluid or something. But yeah, that's what's going to be
in the cooler. Flavored water.
I think so. It's going to be very light.
They just
take
water and they take an eyedropper and they put like five drops of beer flavor in.
So that's what our cooler is going to be overflowing with this weekend. And
have you found that you overestimate alcohol consumption?
No.
I have. Throughout the years, whenever I'd have a party or something, I would do the same thing. "What do you guys want to drink?" And I would go and load up. And when the party was over, I had so much beer left over that it was, I was like telling people, "Take this with you," because I just, I didn't have room for it all.
We're like that with the seltzers now.
You can't keep a cooler sitting in your kitchen, you know?
Right, right. Well, you could, but then you might have a hotline that you need to call. I have found if you go into our basement fridge where we keep all of our alcohol, that it's full of the seltzers. Nick Knack's been on the seltzer kick, the hard seltzer. Like trying every kind, so we've got numerous seltzers in the fridge that are just going to probably sit there. So, although I bring a lot of that stuff out because in my neighborhood we do a lot of driveway get-togethers where we pick somebody's driveway and there's like 30 of us on it. So I'll bring all that stuff out to try to, you know, unload it at that time. Yeah, everybody's like all the what is it, like lemon lime ones that taste disgusting. I'll bring all those out for the neighbors.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh man, Jeremy foisted the crap on us again.
He's the best.
I bring all this up too because I'm looking at this story. Remember, I've been talking. I've told you this for the last couple of years that I've turned into this real lightweight, and I just cannot consume alcohol like I used to. I just don't have the taste for it. I'm not as interested as I was. We will go do, you know, weekend happy hour stuff. That's our little routine. And I'm telling you, if I have two beverages during the course of the night, that's usually about tops. And there have been times we've gone out where I've had one and then switched to water or an iced tea or something. And I'm like, "What the hell?" And I come in this morning, I'm putting together a little News for Nerds bit for Mindbender Club members that I'll mail out later. And one of the stories I'm putting in the whole thing is about how Americans are, contrary to popular belief with the pandemic, we're not drinking more. Americans are drinking less. Hmm. In fact, the percentage of adults who drink alcohol has dropped 5% just in the last 2 years. Now, I don't know if maybe that is a pandemic effect where people are trying to be overall more healthy. And so they're cutting back on stuff,
but
it is down. And the average number of drinks per week has also dropped fairly significantly, like at least 10%. And that's just in 2 years. So I'm wondering if, because a whole lot of, let's be honest, I drink several things because I like the taste of it. Mm-hmm. But in general, the majority of drinking that's done is to impress other people and to be cool. And there's just no doubt about it. You got to keep up. You've got to, you know, have the, you know, pretense of being super cool and I can handle all my booze. I think a large portion of alcohol consumption is just to show how cool you are. And when you're not hanging around with other people as much, you got nobody to show how cool you are.
Okay.
And I think that's why the numbers are dropping.
Could be. That's sure.
Because if it was all taste or all, "Hey, yeah, I need my five drinks a day," then the pandemic wouldn't have stopped that because the liquor stores haven't shut down.
No, and it's just surprising because I remember when the everything was first starting up and they said they were going to close liquor stores and the insanity that ensued with people lining up to make sure they could stock up on everything. I mean, you would never know that alcohol sales are down.
Look at that. And I don't know, maybe the sales are still, holding relatively safe, but people aren't consuming it. They're just not drinking it as much.
Just buying it and holding on to it?
I guess, because maybe there's still that thing like, well, I'm used to buying a... six bottles of wine every Friday. I guess I should keep
might as well keep
them.
Doing it.
I don't know, but we're just drinking as much. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's a, for me, once I got married, I was like, I just don't need to drink as much.
I don't know.
Although marriage will drive some people to drink more.
You got that right. You got that right.
Just like having children will drive you to drink more.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But anyway, let's do a little inventory when you get to Monday and see how much of the stuff.
Well, with the Iowa people, it'll be all gone.